are taking care of business right here on BizTalk. Once again, so glad you could join us on this Saturday morning. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. Tony Bush has got the morning off. He's out on assignment. We sent him across the country to gather some business news for us. But anyway, if you're listening for the first time, if you want to give us a call, we're going to give out the phone numbers. But on this show, if you've been listening, every Saturday morning we come on, we talk business. We talk to some of the movers and shakers in the business community. We get authors, we get experts in business on. We talk all sorts of subjects about business, whether it be empowerment to get you up and off the ground. And if you're a wannabe, you haven't started your business yet, but you're sitting on the couch waiting for something to happen, well, this show is happening, and we're going to talk this morning. If you want to give us a call, we're going to welcome your call. Once again, the show is every Saturday morning, and it's brought to you by Associated Bank as one of our anchor sponsors. Along with our new sponsor, Lakeview Credit Union has just joined us. And the accounting firm that's been with us for a while, Albertson Haling, has been on board. Great accounting firm for small businesses. If you haven't done your taxes yet, like me, if you're one of those procrastinators, it's a great time to get in there because things are winding down for them. And, of course, the one of our new sponsors that actually was with us when we first launched this radio show is Sawaski Law, Ann Ertel Sawaski, and a great small business attorney. Also, who am I leaving out this morning? Even though we we talk biz here every week, I got to be reminded, hey, because we got some sponsors coming and going. We also have the Business News, who has also been with us since we started this show. Jerry Mater and his staff do a great job of putting out their business publication. And all you have to do is go online to thebusinessnewsonline.com, and it's a great tool if you're a business person and you're looking to keep abreast of what's happening in the business community here in the Fox Valley. So, once again, if you want to give us a call this morning, we're going to welcome your calls. I'm going to give out the numbers early, so write them down. The number is 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150, and if you are in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, you can call us on our TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That is 866-887-1150. And if you call us this morning, I've got a copy of a book that was written by Mao Nguyen. Mao is a SCORE counselor, and he was on our show here not too long ago. He wrote an excellent book called Winning Ways for Life. That's it, Winning Ways for Life. It is kind of his life story, but it's a great book if you're looking for information to help you determine financial data. And believe me, who isn't? Today's world with gas prices at, almost $4 a gallon? Gary, what are they at? $4? They were $3.64 as I came in here, but I got a hunch when I go home, they're going to be $4. That's why, if you haven't filled up, hurry up, because they're going up as we speak. We've got a great show this morning. We're going to talk comedy. We're going to get comical on you. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about junk. This morning, we're talking about being funny, and we're going to, we got a great stand-up comedian. I'm going to hold him off as a surprise, so just hold off until we get ready to introduce our guest. But up until then, why don't we take a quick break and come on back, and I'll bring our guest in here. So stay with us. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Haling help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, And as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we are talking biz. And once again, we want to welcome your calls. I did leave out one sponsor, and I want to bring them in here because they are a great small business lender, and that is, of course, Lakeview Credit Union joined us a few months back. And Chip Coonan and his gang over there are great, great people. So if you're in a startup phase of a business or you're in the expansion phase, you got two great places. You got the premier SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank, and you've got a great small business lender in Lakeview Credit Union. Okay, we've got a good show for you this morning. I think we've had, Gary, we've had every kind of business I can think of on this show. At least we keep looking for fresh ones and new ones and things that are exciting and interesting to talk about on the air. And one of the things we like to do, along with bringing on good business experts, is we like to bring on people that have started unique type of businesses, things that you know, not the everyday, the norm, kind of a little bit different. And I think a couple of weeks ago we had a guy that started, he actually started his business called Truck and Junk. And that was only because he was out looking for somebody to pick up some junk. He had there was a family member died. They left the house. There was years and years of stuff that accumulated. They had to get it all cleaned out. The local garbage or waste management company wouldn't take the stuff. So he had to create a business to do this. So and that's usually where entrepreneurship starts. But our guest this morning is a gentleman who started a business about, I think the two-year anniversary was yesterday, for the Comedy Quarter. And with me this morning is Rick Wickesberg. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
And we are talking, here you started this business, about 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we opened it up, April Fool's Day.
It was your...
Yep, April Fool's Day. What a day to open a comedy club up, right?
Absolutely.
You have to have a funny
Did
day,
Did you plan
right?
it that way? Was That's, that it? No.
It just kind of fell into place kind, like that.
Yeah.
With the business plan and everything going into place, we got a beautiful room. It's the largest comedy club in the state of Wisconsin. We seat over 300 people. We also serve food.
Yeah.
We've got great food. My father... He's been in the restaurant business for over 30 years. He owns a River Ale in Shiocton.
Okay, so you had a background somewhat in restaurant.
And then my
business.
Grandfather had the Grafton Hotel and Port Washington Hotels.
Okay, so you were like hospitality industry raised.
Third generation.
Yeah.
I've always been raised that you serve good food and you serve good drinks at a reasonable price, people will come.
And you provide good entertainment.
Good entertainment, yeah. You got to have good entertainment. People need to laugh.
And regardless, you know, we're talking about gas prices. We're talking about economic woes. We're talking about this. Those are always going to be here. Come on, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be highs and lows, but there's always going to be a place for people to go get refreshed.
Yes.
And I look at what you do in this type of business, and it's got to take a lot of guts because 2 years ago we were right getting into the bad part of the
it's been tough. I mean, I always tell people go out and support your local community businesses, because right now in any time they need your help the most. You know, you got to go out, but keep it, you know, you got to keep it affordable for people to come out.
I mean,
unlike a Friday Saturday night, you can come out, see a show for $8, come in, have dinner, walk out, you know, with, you know, spending about $20 to $25.
Have a good time.
And have a good time. And laugh.
Yeah. And let's face it. I mean, just like I said, you know, when you're thinking about all the negative stuff, you gotta come and have a good laugh. You gotta be able to laugh at
people. Still need to get out.
Yeah.
People still need to get out and enjoy their. You know, they're not gonna go out and spend their big bucks on like $150 tickets to go see. You know, the big operas and everything like that.
Yeah, even we were talking a professional football game is going to cost you
at least
a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, yeah, to go to a Packer game?
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way. The Packers won the Super Bowl.
Did you hear that? Oh, I was still a little, the jury was still on who won that. I knew it was a local. Anyway, now you said you sat down. You, it took you, what, about a year and a half writing your own business plan?
Business plan. Yeah. Do your homework. Yeah. Do your homework, folks. If you're going to go out and you're going to start up a business, do your homework. Do the research. Get out there and really get detailed with how much overhead's going to be, how much cost of goods are going to be. Do your homework, because if you do your homework and you do it right, you'll be successful.
Right.
If you jump right into it, see, a lot of people, I think, they jump right into it, and they don't...
No planning, absolutely.
No, they don't do they don't do the proper planning.
Right.
And if you do the proper planning and you take your time, I mean, I look at it now, I'm like, if I would have jumped right into it, we'd have been in a lot of trouble right away.
Well, and some of the most successful entrepreneurs we've had on here, in fact, one guy, that gentleman, that Kerrigan Brothers Winery out here, I think you see their billboard, he spent 3 years before he launched his business putting together his business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and if you start and 3 years later you still want to do it, you really have a passion.
Yeah, you have to have the love. The love has got to be there.
So you started this thing. Now, you had a passion, did you? You were telling me you were in the mortgage biz for a while, as I was.
Yeah.
And you went out and actually started your own stand-up comedy group.
Yeah, after I got out of the mortgages were too boring. There wasn't no excitement there. writing paper isn't fun.
Well, I used to get a lot of laughs in the mortgage business when I'd quote interest rates.
The only thing the mortgage industry taught me is how to sign my name really fast.
Go through the, no, just sign, more
here,
papers.
Sign here. This is your interest rate. This is your payment. All right, good luck.
Now, you said, Rick, you still get up and perform occasionally in
in a great while. I haven't been up on stage for over 6 months.
Yeah.
So you get a little rusty after a while.
But you're meeting all these people that come through the air. You met Jimmy Walker, came through a little bit again. Yeah,
JJ. He's just like Good Times. You know, he comes in, where's Rich? I want to talk to Rich. Rich, where are you? I want to talk to Rich. You got the best comedy club in the country. I heard about this comedy club, and I know Rich is the man. He's the man in charge. I want to talk to Rich.
You had Gallagher. Gallagher showed up.
He was interesting, Gallagher.
You were telling me he went over to Hobby Lobby and gave him a hard time.
Oh, yeah. He bought a bunch of stuff over there, and he wanted to save the world from people to buy all the stuff over at Hobby Lobby, so he brought it into the club and destroyed it.
I wondered if he, you know, he smashes all this stuff on stage and watermelons and stuff like that and gets the audience all messy. But I always wondered, where does he go buy that stuff? Local produce dealers?
He goes to the local shopping centers and buys all his stuff. And then he comes in and he smashes it. But unfortunately, we had an old smash show. He wants to come back. He wants to put a big thing on in the parking lot and smash watermelons and all the food.
I love it.
Completely out of his mind. I think he's lost it completely.
All right, I'm going to throw the numbers out because you want to give us a call. Rich Wickesburg from the Comedy Quarter. We're talking biz this morning right here on Biz Talk, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to give us a call, it's 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. And if you will come on the air with us, I promise I'll send you a book called Winning Ways for Life, written by Mao Nguyen. Excellent book. I think you're going to enjoy it. And my guest this morning
is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about Big Charlie for a couple of weeks.
You got to give him the book.
Maybe, yeah, there you go. Underline winning. All right, now you start this club, because this is a little out of the ordinary to start a comedy club. A lot of people say, okay, starting a restaurant is a challenge enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to start a comedy club and make that a part of... And so what's the big draw is the comedians.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what puts
the people
in.
But we do have a restaurant, a full restaurant and a full bar, too. Gilligan's.
So you got to pay attention to serving good food.
Oh, yeah.
You got to serve quality drinks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to provide first-class entertainment. So you really got to fill a lot of niches here to make this work.
Yesterday was Friday, and it's Lent, and it's Friday fish.
Yeah.
And... They wrote an article in the newspaper about us, and it was amazing how many people came in off that, just that one article.
Wow.
They came in for the first time. They had the fish.
Yeah.
See, we bread all of our fish, mm-hmm. and then on top of it, we don't give rye bread out. We give homemade bread.
Yeah.
So you get a nice slice of homemade bread with your fish fry. And also we have steaks, and we have shrimp, and we have over 50 different appetizers. Our menu's huge. It's 6 pages long. You go to comedycorner.com, mm-hmm. you can check out our menu. Otherwise, gilligansbar.com, you can check out our menu out there, too.
Now, you've got another restaurant that people might not be that aware of, along with the Comedy Quarter, because the Comedy Quarter kind of overshadows it, but that's Gilligan's.
Gilligan's. We're open at 11 a.m. every day. We're open for lunch. People come in. It's kind of like the Valley's hidden little secret with the fish and with the sandwiches. We really pride ourselves on our good food.
And then soon to come, you're going to be serving outdoors.
Yeah, the outside bar. We built that last year, and we got some infrared heaters coming in, so you'll be able to sit out there when it's 50 degrees out and be warm. Yeah.
All right, we're talking biz right here on Biz Talk. So if you want to give us a call, 281-1150. If you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. Outside of Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. And Gary will take your call if you call in. I promise to send you a book called Winning Ways for Life. And I'm fascinated, you know, starting a comedy club, because, you know, I'm in the entertainment business, and I love to do it. One thing I've never was willing to do, and I've had many opportunities, is try to run a food and beverage establishment, because I know how fussy people can be.
Oh,
and
you
so
gotta make them happy.
Aside from providing, you've got to hook up. What do you do? You have to hook on with a booking agency that keeps comics coming on a rotation.
We have one of the best booking agencies in the United States, Heffron Talent.
Okay,
he brings in some talent. We've had over 98 full room standing ovations in our showroom, and that's just, I mean, that tells you the quality of talent. We pay a lot of money for the talent that we bring in. But to get the people that come in, every time they come in, they see a better show, the better show. I mean, they may not have heard of the person's name, but when they come in, they are being entertained.
Wow.
And it's amazing. I mean, Todd Yon was here last week, standing ovations every show.
So what you've got to do, you've not only got to worry about getting, dinners prepared properly for your guests.
300 people. Yeah.
300 people you got to serve, and that's a lot of people to serve.
Yeah, and we pump the food out, and we get it to the customers.
Plus, now you got to put a good comic on stage, and then plus you got to make sure that everybody is, and you're in the hospitality, so people want to be pampered, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
When they go out, even if you're not spending huge amounts of money, you're still going out to dinner.
Basically, when they come to the Comedy Quarter, they're going to come in. The only thing they have to do is get up and go to the bathroom. Everything else is brought right to their table.
And you're looking for ways to maybe even help them with that. So,
they haven't come up with anything yet. Except for maybe they could wear Depends, and they could just, that could get... be stinky.
Now, one of the things... you've got an entertainment background, you've got a food and beverage background, so you naturally, I think, gravitated toward this kind of an industry. There's a passion in what you do.
Yeah, my father's very passionate about his business, and being brought up in the restaurant business, I've seen that. And my dad worked, he's 62, he just turned 62 the other day, and I told him he's still working 80 hours a week.
Well, see, you don't have to, just because you're getting a little up there in years, people are working a lot longer, and that's probably what's helping to factor into this labor situation, is there's a lot of people just not retiring. Who can afford to?
Right now, nobody can.
All right, we're talking biz right here in Biz Talk. Gary, do you want to take a quick break, and then we'll come back? Our guest this morning is Rick Wickesberg. He is the founder of the Comedy Quarter here in the Fox Cities, and we'll be talking with Rick. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
401k, or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anna Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Telsawoski from Sawoski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawoski Law at 920-687-1730.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with my guest this morning, and I kept calling him Rick. I was just testing him out, and he finally came over and punched me out a little bit on the break, and now that, you know, I was able to get back up and get into my seat. Rich Wickesburg. I'm sorry, Rich.
Wipe the blood off your face.
Yeah, he took me outside, slapped me around a little bit, and now we got it straightened out.
We made snow angels.
Anyway, we were talking. Rich started the Comedy Quarter. 2-year anniversary is yesterday, so it's real timely we get you
April
on the air today.
April Fool's Day. Nobody did any April Fool's Day.
We were talking about some of the acts that you had coming and going through here. But we also, you know, talking about writing this business plan and laying out the groundwork for starting this kind of a business. What was it? I mean, was there something in it that really was kind of pushing or gnawing at you to begin, or was it just jumping onto a fad, maybe?
Jumping into it was all about numbers, making sure that your numbers are right. My father helped me out a lot. I mean, I went off a lot of his numbers over at the River Rail in Shiocton, and he helped me out with the business plan. I asked him questions. I was like, how much is this going to cost? And, you know, we started.
Did he encourage you or discourage you at all?
He thought I was completely out of my mind. He's like, what do you want to do that for? I'm like, because I want to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, I want to. Come on, Dad. I want to be just like chip off the old
block.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, we're going to start up a restaurant, a bar, and a comedy club.
Okay.
Put three of them together.
We got Andrew on the line. Andrew, are you with us?
Yeah.
Good morning. Come on in here.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going better than we all deserve.
All right. That's what I like to hear. I go to many shows at the Comedy Quarter, and it's probably my favorite hangout in the Fox Cities here.
Really? A good deal. Good deal. Well, thank you.
Discovered it last summer, and I just probably go to a show a month now.
What is it that, is it the comedy team brings you, or is it the food and beverage?
The comics are always great. I've never been disappointed.
Yeah.
But it's more like the atmosphere, I think. It's just a really inviting, friendly, me and my friends always meet down there. Even if we're not going to a show, we'll meet at Gilligan's and eat, you know, tacos on Taco Tuesday or whatever. And, yeah, it's just a really cool hangout.
Well, thank you for calling this morning and putting that good in word for us. A lot of listeners are going to be encouraged. See, I think you're going to get some new followers to the Comedy Quarter.
Hopefully, yeah. People that haven't been out there yet, they got to come out and see it.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We'll get you a book for calling us this morning. If you come on the air, even if it's just a comment, we'll bring you in this morning. Maybe some of the other folks that have attended the Comedy Quarter want to give us a call. And if you're at want to give us a call in Appleton, it's 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. Or if you're in Fond du Lac, maybe over in Chilton outside the area, you can call us at 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right on. We're talking this morning with Rich Wickesberg. Rich started the Comedy Quarter about 2 years now, yesterday.
Yep, 2 years yesterday.
Was the April Fools.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just talking a little bit about what kind of research you might have did. I talked to Dad,
yeah. Yeah. And then you know, Pat, one of my partners that came on board right away in the beginning, he had the other comedy club.
Okay.
He owned the Skyline. Yeah. He was the startup of that.
He was a partner at first?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now he's done, and he's kind of more of silent. He's out of it. He spent 13 years in it, and I think he just kind of got bored with it. But he helped out the basic rounds in starting it up and talking to Hef and getting that going with the talent, which was amazing because Hefron brings in some amazing talent.
Right.
I mean, you talk about our features. Our features are actually headliners, you know. The second acts usually headline a lot of clubs, and then when he brings the headliners, and like one of them now that we just had a year ago was Billy Gardell, and now he's got his own TV show.
Okay.
Mike and Molly. And Billy, one of the things, if his wife found out that I gave him cheese curds, he found out deep fried cheese curds, he fell in love with him. Billy's a big Pittsburgh guy. So we had some things going on. I called Billy up and I said, are the Pittsburgh Steelers really going to win this year? So I was mocking him and I was hoping that the Packers were going to win.
Yeah.
And they did.
No, it's exciting because some of the acts that you can bring into that comedy club, you don't know where their careers are going. They may just be on the threshold of taking off.
Yep. They may
and
be
becoming
taking
a major.
Off. Yep, major coming, and a lot of times like we have Michael Winslow coming in May, and Michael was the big voices of Police Academy.
And
he's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
He spent like two. Last time he was here, we spent 2 hours at Target trying to make photocopies of his headshot, and he broke the copy machine. And the young guy was like over there. He's like, Michael was like, do you ever see the movie Spaceballs? And the kid's like, no. Have you ever seen Police Academy? No. You have no idea who I am. But then older people were coming up and they were high-fiving him, getting his autographs. And, you know, a lot of these guys are just average. You know, it's the same thing with Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
He came with his son last year. He went to EA. They threw out the red carpet.
Yeah.
And Dave was sitting there the whole time, and we had to go on the Goodyear blimp with Dave Coulier and his son. My daughter was with me, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we got to go pick up one other celebrity. And here it's Kurt Russell. I'm like, then me and his son and my daughter
Kurt
were all,
Russell.
Yeah,
really?
We're freaking out. We're freaking out, and Dave's like, hey, come on, I got a sitcom, too. What am I, just chopped liver? This is Kurt Russell, though.
All right, we got Chuck on the line. Chuck, are you with us? Yeah, come on in here.
Your buddy, Chuck the Joker.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I know, Chuck.
I had a comment. Does the club have, like, an amateur or an open mic session anytime?
Every Monday
night, we
have one of the biggest open mics in the United States, really, to be honest with you. We have we have a contest. We put it on. We have a 6-week contest where at the end of 6 weeks you win $200, and you come in, you bring in guests, you get people to support you.
Right.
And the thing is that when I first started doing stand-up comedy, I had to drive to Milwaukee, and I was really discouraged because I would go to bars and have to try to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Five or six people in a bar. And
yeah, and especially after they've been a bit inebriated,
mm-hmm.
and they're sitting there,
yeah.
All right, make me laugh,
yeah,
pal.
Try to make me laugh. Tell me a funny joke. Hey, that was real funny.
Why, Chuck, are you thinking about testing your wings a little bit?
Well, you know the way I am.
I think it's great. You give these comics a forum to get started.
Yeah, we have a great open mic night. We have about 15 different comedians. They're all local here.
Wow.
And Todd Yohn put on a comedy college last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, my God, I went to open mic night on Monday night, and these guys have changed their whole routine tremendously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a great open mic night. Where I used to, like I said, I had to drive 150 miles to get on stage for 5 minutes. I mean, we got one of the greatest open mics right here in Appleton now. So,
all right, Chuck, there you go. I'm looking forward to coming.
Come on out,
down
bring
and
your friends, and tell some funny jokes.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Take it easy, Jim.
Okay. Yeah, it's great that you provide that kind of a forum, and it's a great showpiece. A lot of people want to see who's the cutting edge comics, because sometimes you see your best comedians are the new guys just cutting their teeth.
Yep.
And wasn't there a TV show? There's a TV show on there. 10 stand up comics, and every week they eliminate one or
last
something like
comic
that.
Standing. It took off, and then they changed it up a lot, and I think the creativity in that show kind of went down. They tried to make it more reality, and it ended up. It made a lot of people's careers.
Oh, it sure did. And I know a lot of those stand-up comics, as mm-hmm. they would travel around the country, yep. would get billed as being on the last comic standing.
Yeah. We had Ralphie May come in from there, and we have had some other celebrities that were on that show.
See, the one thing, and this whole comedy thing really evolved, or really started to get big and take off in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yep. The late 70s is when Leno and Letterman got involved.
Jerry Seinfeld was,
They all hung out at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
And actually, Mitzi, Pauly Shore's mom, which she's from Marinette. She's from Marinette, Wisconsin, Because so when Pauly came back here, it's kind of his roots here.
Yeah.
So his mom came from there, and she started up, her and Sammy started up the Comedy Store in Hollywood, and that's what really kicked off a lot of the big name comics like Carlin. Gallagher was telling me he was the one that put out a strike on Mitzi. He wanted to get paid more money. So Gallagher was out there, and I heard a rumor that Pauly got up on the roof and peed on all the comics.
Well, wasn't the comedy club actually supposed to be haunted, or
yeah,
it is?
The Comedy Store in L.A. I performed there a few times when I was out there. I was on VH1's Andrew Dice Clay's special when I was out there, and I got the opportunity to meet him. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, he got real hot, and then he cooled off just as fast as he got hot for a while.
Yeah,
but he's good. I like
him. He was selling out Madison Square Garden, and all of a sudden he ticked off MTV, and they banned him.
Yeah, a little bit raw, but he is good. He gets it done. So, if you want to give us a call, 281-1150. If you're in Appleton, and if you're in Green Bay, 271-1150. Outside the area is 866-887-1150. And Gary will... take your name if we'll get you a book for coming on the air with us. So we're talking biz right here this morning with Rich Wickesburg. Rich actually started the Comedy Quarter, and I think you're the first comedy club we've had on Biz Talk. So it's kind of refreshing to have something like this.
It's thank you for inviting us.
We love diversity. Mm-hmm. And you're a diversified business. I like people to know that even starting a business like that, with the entertainment value that you've got, most people don't start a business where they're going to have nearly the glitz and the glitter, because that comes with your business. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see.
Oh, yeah.
To run this business that you've got to do.
Yeah, we have over 47 employees.
Oh, yeah. See, that's...
47 employees to run. It's like a small cruise ship.
That's a big... Well, it's a big management job.
A lot of overhead. We're 11,000 square feet.
47. But you got to make sure your comics shower like Gallagher.
Yeah, Gallagher. He never showered when he was here. He went through an airport checkout. One of my friends' dad.
He might have done that deliberately.
Yeah. He said, "Oh my God, what did Gallagher came through the airport? Boy, he was ripe." I feel sorry for the guy that was sitting next to him on the plane.
Well, it's all those watermelons and stuff he smashes. He figures that's gonna.
He didn't do any smashing.
He didn't do any.
He just wrecked everything from Hobby Lobby.
Oh man, he was for a while. He was the talk of with his smashing.
Yep.
And
at one time on Four Corners of the Earth, he was the biggest thing in comedy.
He was, yeah.
And we were lucky to have him here, and hopefully we'll be lucky enough to bring him back and do a smash show out in the parking lot.
Gary, we're getting ready for, you're on the Business Talk Radio Network. We're going to take another break. I want to get back to Rich as we talk this morning to the Comedy Quarter, and you're on Biz Talk right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too,
And as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we're back on Biz Talk, talking biz this morning. Our guest is Rich Wickesberg. Rich is the opened the Comedy Quarter here in the Fox Cities. And we're talking a little bit about the Comedy Quarter, and we're talking about Gilligan's Restaurant that is also in the same building and sometimes gets overshadowed by the Comedy Quarter. But, Rich, it's the you got nominated for a Rising Star as a business here in the
Valley. Yeah, from the Chamber of Commerce. I was excited to hear that.
That's great, because other people have to nominate you.
Yeah, you know.
And you don't know who they are.
Yep. I didn't know who it was, so somebody anonymously nominated us.
Let's talk a little bit, you know, because being in you're a restaurateur along with operating a comedy store, but you've also got the things that go on in a restaurant industry, like the price of meat going up and you're dealing with commodities.
Yes, every week you have to watch the food prices.
Yeah.
Because one week you're for instance, when they had that freeze down in Florida with the lemons and the limes and all of a sudden all the citrus went from, you know, you could buy 48 limes for $4.99 and all of a sudden 2 weeks later they're $43 for a case of limes. I mean, you see them go up to $1, $1.50 a piece, and wow, it's like tomatoes too. All your fresh produce, it changes. There's always variables, so you always got to adjust, and you got to look for your specials, and you know, produce you got to buy fresh every week.
Yeah, so it's not when people don't realize those are the behind the scenes things that you got to be concerned with, and also you're in an industry where it's very tough to get bank financing.
Oh yeah. When we first opened, we went to a bank and we walked in and they gave us a sucker and said, "Go away." You know,
they said you guys are going to have a great comedy quarter. You made a great joke. You came in here and asked us for money.
That's funny. Okay.
The guy stood up and said, "Do more jokes." Like,
yeah. But, you know, you go to leasing company. Well, can we lease some equipment from you? And they're like, "Well, you got to be in business for 2 years."
Well, see, you're in an industry where the failure rate is probably
it's
the highest.
Huge. Yeah. If you get over your 2 year mark, and we're at that 2 year mark.
You hit it. You hit the threshold.
You know, you were at your threshold. So after 2 years, you establish yourself. You're still here, and you know, a lot of them, they don't make it your first or second year. So if you do see a restaurant start up, you know, go out, try their food, and you know, and if you have bad service the first time, if you have bad food the first time, you know, maybe you think, okay,
give them another chance,
give them a shot, because you know what, sometimes they're just getting started. So if you have a bad meal, maybe go back a couple months later and try them again, you know, because they need you to support them, and they're out there. And there's new restaurants starting up all the time, and that's what they need. Yep. They need your support, and always support your locally owned restaurant.
That's why I tell my SCORE clients that are in the restaurant business, I said, do a soft grand opening. That's where you invite all your friends, relative, and family. Practice on them.
Yep.
And then and get it right on them. They'll critique you, and you can take it. But
yeah, we did a soft opening, and I'm telling you, it was... Yeah,
and you've got restaurant people in your so they're gonna be tough on you.
Oh yeah. They knew. We had 300 people on our grand opening last year on April Fool's Day, and it was 2 years ago, and it didn't go over very well.
Let people go to your website maybe.
They can check. We have two different websites. We have one for Gilligan's.
Okay.
It's gilligansbar.com. You can check out the menu.
Mm-hmm.
We have an outside bar that I'm trying to open the outside bar up in like April 15th.
Yep.
I'm shooting for.
Yeah.
Because it only takes me a few minutes to open that bar up. get the liquor out there, get the beer out there, and we're ready to go.
And if the weather gets real bad, you can always bring them inside.
Up.
Yeah, that's a nice thing because your place is big enough that if it my partner and I played outside, I think it was Waverly Beach, and then we had to tear down and move inside. But you just got a couple of minutes.
Yeah. The nice thing about our outside bar, it's not huge. So if there's 10 people out there, it feels like it's actually crowded.
Okay.
But we can put 200 people out there.
Really?
On our outside bar, yeah. We got booths out there. People can dine outside. We have umbrellas. We got some infrared heaters coming in. So if it's 50 degrees out, you're going to be outside, and it's going to feel like 70.
Keep warm.
Yep.
Now, had to deal with the location being an issue when you start a restaurant, because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, location.
We're out on Highway 10 and CB. We're 3 miles, exactly 3 miles south of the Outagamie County Airport.
Okay.
We're across from Holiday's Sports Bar. You know, it's kind of like an entertainment. We got Holiday's out there. Mm-hmm. We have Sidelines. Mm-hmm. We have a martini bar, St. James. There's Stuck's Pizza. There's Tom's Drive-In. There's a Subway out there, and it's as soon as they get the interchange put in, I think that it's going to be booming.
Yeah.
It's going to blow up like Darboy did.
It's a new chunk of real estate that's starting to come alive, and it's really and
it's real nice. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parking. You don't have to worry about parking most of the time. But when we bring in the big acts, you know, the parking lot fills up. We have we have Steve-O from the hit TV show Jackass.
Oh, you do?
In.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming in April 14th through the 16th. And tickets are just. We're selling tickets like wildfire. Yeah. All the VIPs are gone.
Yeah.
So general admission, they're snatching them. And it's only 18 and up.
Now, you were talking about you do a family afternoon
family shows. Family shows, yep. Yeah. On Saturday afternoons, we have Glenn Gerard that comes in once a month. He does a magic show. Mm-hmm. It's a two-hour show. The kids are fascinated. This next Saturday, we have Miller and Mike, former Ringling Brothers.
Sure,
They're actually from Appleton here.
Oh, really?
They're going to come in.
Yeah.
They do juggling. And most of the time, all the family shows are kid interaction. So the kids get up on stage, and it's for $5. $5, five to seven.
It's a great place, you know, like a birthday party for kids.
Oh, yeah, hey, yeah. Live entertainment. Yeah. I mean, and the beautiful thing is the kids stay occupied for like 2 hours. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about. They don't. They're occupied. They're focused
quiet.
On.
You
they're
got their
quiet.
Attention.
We got their attention.
You got it.
Yep.
Hey, if you want to give us a call, we still got time to get you in here. It's 281-1150 in Appleton, 271-1150 in Green Bay. And if you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. Our guest this morning is Rich Wickesburg, and Rich is the founder of the Comedy Quarter here in the Fox Cities. And, you know, we covered a little bit of your background, having come from this type of industry. Were you active in your parents' restaurant when you were growing up as a kid, working in there? And,
Oh yeah. I had to do dishes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a dishwasher.
So you had a little bit of. That's how you did your stand-up routine. You went out and entertained people at the table as you were.
My
gathering
dad said,
dishes.
"You're doing dishes today. You're doing dishes." Oh. We're going to upgrade you to breading fish next week. You keep doing dishes.
You almost got promoted to bartender, didn't you?
Yeah. I bartended.
I mean, and part of that, you know, the personality, you went out and did a stunt. We were talking about launching a career as a stand-up comedy because there's no place to hone your craft other than jumping on stage and actually performing.
That's
in front
why
of
we have the open mic nights. And it's tough. I mean, when you first start up, You really have to have a passion for it because it's tough. I mean, to do public speaking is one thing.
Right,
but to get up in front of 300
and make
people
laugh
and laugh.
And not get heckled.
And then not get heckled. Well, most of the time they're not going to heckle you, but sometimes you will get a couple idiots in the crowd.
Oh,
and
you've
got to tell them to shut up and they leave you alone.
You've got to deal with the hecklers and, you know, the old comedy, the Milton Berles of the world. Mm-hmm. Cut their teeth on hecklers.
Yep.
In fact, they would plant hecklers, I think, out there.
Oh, yeah. They plant them out there. Sam Kennison always had one for the hecklers. We can't do it on the air, though.
Yeah. Now, what about some of the shows get a little bit, I think, today's comedy. Oh, we're coming down the stretch. Let's lay that biz tip out before we go for our listeners.
Yeah, I always recommend, like I said before, right when you start up your business, do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Put a good, solid business plan together. Make sure you do your numbers. Make sure you have the financing there. And just put the passion and love behind it because that's what it takes. I mean, I put in 110 hours a week.
Wow.
Still.
Yeah.
And I'm there. I live there. I follow my staff. And it's all about staffing, too. get the correct staff in there.
So you eat and drink the business.
Yes, yes. You got to have the passion for it, because if you don't have the passion for it, it's not going to stick around. You got to be there, and you got to know what's going on, watch your food costs, and especially if you're going to start up a restaurant, you know, get out there, put the door hangers out there, get people to see where you're at.
That's our show. The Comedy Quarter was our guest this morning. You're on BizTalk. We'll see you next Saturday morning. Thanks, Rich.
Yep. No, thank you.